Einzeilen mit Alef. Matzchol Zachar Psula ben Akuna, daughter of Chol Zachar is Pasta ben Akuna. La'ayla, generation after generation. Yisrael Shanatach Alola beat the Kshay Lakuna, we go by dad. Chol Shanatach Bas Yisrael beat the Psula Lakuna, we also go by dad. If you remember Bas Ger Zachar, Kabas Chol Zachar, if the father is a Ger, the daughter is considered a Chalala. If you let them be Yaakov, I mean, Yisrael Shanatach Yoris beat the Kshay Lakuna, but Ger Shanatach Bas Yisrael beat the Kshay Lakuna, again, he goes, one parent born Jewish is enough to make me the chair lakuna. I forget she knows me always meet the psula lakuna. Echad gave echad avad mishukhrorim, adu dairis. It doesn't make a difference. Achitayimah means so. And again, yud dairis is just an expression. Because after 10 dairis, there's a drop on them, but that they should marry a mamzer. But really, gash and us giyaris, according to Abelazim Yaakov, is always a chalala. Yes, the Ayim Rav Gershon Asa Giyaris beat the chair of Lakuna, and as we will learn, it's all based how you learn the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Frank the Gemara, my Liyaylam. What does that mean, Liyaylam? Because now the time of media, I'm Mishav Zayim Malah, I'm Shosha Dairis, I'm Khan Ami Akha Shosha Dairis, after 3 generations it dissipates. Gamash Malan, the Chol does not dissipate. Shosha Asa Chalol, but not immediately. How do I know that a Chalol, that if his father is Yisrael, it does not pass on? Talking there about Thomas Mace, that a husband cannot be metave to a woman that he's not supposed to be married to his wife. There's no iser tumah by nekevus. Avkan scharvel in nekevus. Chalala doesn't pass on to nekevus. That's the case. A kohen gadol marries an amana, his daughter should be a kasher because it doesn't go to nekevus. Miksim benoi zariksim. The pasuk says it's machal zari lichal zara biyamav. Las benoi tishtri. And his grandson's daughter should be tishtri because there's not zari. So the gemara miksim by miksim lichal zari. Makas zari loy mahu bitepsula benoi bitepsula. So bas bitoi tishtri. So why not bas bitoi? King Zereshava Mahani Lay. So basically, we reconcile the Zereshava with the Zereshakasu. Zereshakasu says zari. Zari says it passes on, but at the same time it says not Nekemus. So we say the Kain Gadol's daughter is Pasul, the Chol's daughter is Pasul, but it doesn't pass on through Nekemus. Chol Shirasa Bas Yisrael beat the Psula upon the Leiration, Bas Chol Zachar, Psula ben Akuna. It's a repeat. Noila. The Gemara added in the Leiration, Yisrael Zachar, Chol Zachar, Chol Zachar, Chol Zachar, Chol Zachar, Chol Zachar, you're right, it is a repeat. It just repeated because of style. Masnis in the Leiker of the story Ben Yehuda, our Mishnah that says, that a Chol Zachar, his kid is a Pasul Lakuna, Bitak Pasul Lakuna. It's not like if he saw the story of Ben Yehuda, the title of the story of Ben Yehuda, I remember. Shem Shemnei saw Mikvatar Lachalalas, Kachmanayzi saw Mikvatar Lachalalam, a Bas Yisrael, Kashu is her kid as well. A time of the story of Ben Yehuda. A Makwal Yechal Zahar Bi'amav, Bi'am Echad, they both have to be Chalalam. Huda Mechal, Bishnei Am Memeil, and a Mechal. If anyone is not a Chol, it's not Chalalam. Tana Rabbanu Lichal Zara in Lichal Zara. He asked me now, and how do I know the woman becomes a Chalala? Amit Kavachayim, but Mazar Shalav Rabbi Eremis Chalal, Malach, the kid that was created that way, didn't do anything wrong, becomes a Chol. He Shalav Rabbi Eremis Chalal. So the Gemara will ask me, Yechiach, look at the man. Shalav Rabbi Eremis Chalal. The man didn't have Eremis Chalal, he's not Mischal. Malahu Shekei Eremis Chalal B'chol Mokum. The man never becomes a Chol. Time Rabbi Hishim Mischalal is B'chol Mokum. Right, we find that the woman becomes pasul. She has an illit. Right, she marries a mitzri. A woman lives with a mitzri. She mitzri with that daimi. She becomes pasul. Man never becomes pasul. So the gemara natural claim. And if you're still not going to like it, I'm going to call the yichal zarei. The yichal means somebody that was kosher. The yichul zeshoy zarei kosher in his chal. My natural claim. What is going to be the slug up to the svara chen yatsmis chalalus? The mice of the kid was created by an Avera, the woman was not. Anybody's not allowed to marry, it's not true. He takes back his kusha. She's possible to him, this is for every Yisrael, and yet the kid can marry a kayan. Frank the Gemara, no, they didn't know the lie. Only if he's born from Sulkuna. Harry Amana Grusha Zayda, the lie, no, the Kava Chalala. A Marabba Achikamra, Eze Chalala Muskeres, which is mentioned the Farish in the Pasik. Shloyele Shasa Kaisha Klau. Kol Shanayla Mim Sulkuna. My Muskeres, Read the pasuk; it's right there. You don't need any drasha. Kosher no the
b'psula kahuna. What about a lady who lives
in a mitzri? It's pasul kahuna. I shouldn't say that. We had him on the amid. It said a mitzri sheni lives with a lady. It's not pasul kahuna because ain zarei pasul. We have three mal diamrim, if you remember correctly. One mal diamrim said it pasul lakuna. One mal diamrim said kosher zarei pasul. And one mal diamrim said kosher b'tai psula excluded even an amayni.
I said, let's just say that she's eating through me.
Yes. Correct. She becomes the schawl. You're correct. Dr. Kamar Vaiter. Tan rabbanan amon in chayv elachas. Grucha in chayv elachas. Amana Gucci Halal Zayn Bisman Shaykh is Sayyidur in that order. Chaiva Kalachas Yachas. Zinza bin Ischalla, bin Isgarsha, bin Ishamala. She did it the other way. She was Mizana with somebody she's not allowed to marry. Then married a Kayan, giving him a Grusha. And then married a Kayan Gutl. And then, became an Amana. And then she became a Zayna. Then she married a Kayan, became a Halala. Then she remarried a Kayan and became a Grusha. Or the first one made a grusha, then she married a kohen gadol. Then she became an amana. Then she married a kohen gadol. Chayev ain chayev elachas. I'm a mar amana ain chayev elachas. Chayev amana hikadam. Ile b'shem amana shuv amana shuv amana tzlevi. Amana ain chayev elachas. Why is he only chayev one? Harry gufim mukulakim. Har shemus mukulakim. Different bodies and different names. Amana shuv and amana shem and amana tzlevi. Ela shuv amana achas sholosh bia. Take it. Amiva yeshu bepshita then chayev elachas. Because one hasra is one chiyev. El the Israel back on Khadha Bakhada, a Mayani Khaiv Alakas. Even with one woman, he would be Khaiv three. That's not a Dharazi Shah Shashi Yakuli boy. Ain't a Khaiv Alakas because he only had one Hasra. Amalay Altish Nabusha, it's a Khaiv Kalakas Yakas. It's Khaiv in every Hasra. The Gemara, like Tzvika Shabbat, Amanas Ruben, Shai Samanas Shimon, Shai Samanas Levi. She was a woman that was an Amana three times over, and he lived with her. So then he's Khaiv. One iser. My the time I shameless mukhalakim. The bottom line is he has three names of Amana. Kamash Malan, that's not called shameless mukhalakim for us. Gufim mukhalakim bina baleka. If she were on grusha, it would be a different shame. The fact that she's Amana Shuvin, Amana Shimon, Amana Slavi doesn't affect Allah. Amana grusha mukhalal is in the high time of my Iksaver. Iksaver is a halal iser, if Ganami, even if it went the other order. So why is she chayv for? I'm a rabbi. High time is a chalal iser. Leslie doesn't hold that an iser can be chalal iser regularly, but iser makes an iser. The second iser makes the woman more usher than it's chal. Amar asur lekayin gadol b'shayin lekayin hechet. Have a grusha. She becomes a grusha. Begin the tais of the isur lekayin lekayin hechet. She became more usher. Tais of the isur lekayin lekayin gadol. But dying shayin lemechel b'tuma. Have a look, halala. Because he tries to be sure of the mechel betruma, he tries to be sure of the gadol kohen gadol. El zayna by yisur meisim is, but what yisur meisim is there by zayna? Amar of chulam berem ksina hayo shames nus paisel be Yisrael. This is an interesting kind of yisur meisim. Is that we find an aishas ish that's mezana even by Yisrael becomes usher. So mamela, the name zayna is meisim, even though in this case, nothing more becomes usher. It's just that the name Zayna is a Meisav because it applies to Yisrael. It's a very interesting kind of an Isra Meisav.
Dr. Kamar Vaitam Rav Chana Mar... What's the point of this?
What do you mean, what's the point? Against four Lava, against four Malkuson. That's the point.
Well, I thought the name is... Mostly, but
once it's Meisav, it's Chal and the Chayin Gadol, yes, for Lav. The question is, why is it Meisav? What is it Meisav? Nothing.
I thought it was
Mosef,
but he still won't get the fourth. No,
he had the fourth
Lav. And this situation, the same.
Nothing happened to her anymore.
Yeah, that's why I was...
So I think about my right to tell you, the Chayin Gadol, be Yikach, any girl, woman that he was allowed to take at one point in his life, if she becomes an Amana Grusha Chalal or Zayna, he can't marry. Kosha Eina B'Yikach, he wasn't allowed to marry her anyway. Eina B'Lo Yikach. But L'Kayin God L'Shabal Achayis Amana, he would only be Chayav an Achayis and not an Amana. Now, Amalach Mani Reb Shimon Yidamei Nisach Halal Isser. This is, you only need this Chiddush, according to Reb Shimon. the woe that Isser is not chalalis. Because if, sorry, it's only true according to Shimon. Because according to Rabbanon, Isser would be chalal Isser. Why wouldn't the Amana be chalal nachaisai? The Tanya. Amar of Shimon, I'm reichon of Eli, I'm a kibur and pater. The Rabbanon, Amar Isser chalal Isser. And for the Gemara, Vilatame Rabbanon, Kim Rabbanon Isser chalal Isser, Han Mil Isser chomer Isser kal. Av Isser chalal Isser chomer loy chayil. Amana is alav. Achais is karis, it's not chal.
But there's no shita that holds Isser chal, Isser, even loud both.
That's not true. He never says such a thing. There are all kinds of different shittas in Isser chal and Isser. In our Gemara, there's no shita,
right.
Correct. Okay.
Right. Is
that
called Isser
Meisiv? Why is it Isser Meisiv? Who's
it?
We just said that Rabbanon holds that Isser chal is not chal and Isser chomer. No, it is Maisav. She becomes more awesome to every kind of gadol, not only to this one who's a sister. But it doesn't chal, but it's a cow, it's not chal, it's a chomer. That's what the Gemara is saying. Nothing to do with Maisav. Igudi Amri, others say, Amani Rabbanadi, Amri is a chal alitzer. He has a rabbanadi, Amri Rabbanadi is a chal alitzer, Amri is a chomer, it's a cow, it's a chal, it's a chomer, it's a chal, it's a chomer, it's a chomer, it's a Has to Yisrochama 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 Goy, I don't have to say a Kiddush. By the time Yisrochama Shaini, Kamash Mullah. Omer Lai Baba La Baya. Yisroa Baal Achai Soi, Zayna Mashvila. He definitely makes her a Zayna. Chalala Mashvila, Eloi Mashvila. Mi Amina Kava Chaymer, Mechai Melavan Hava Chalala. The Kain God who marries an Amon is only alive and she becomes a Chalala. So, for sure, right, for sure, Mechai Bekrisis Lekoshkin, Yisroa lives with his sister, I do make halala mitzvah kuhuna, or is this example of the cost of halala is only for mitzvah kuhuna, not for many other issues. Amalei ain't halala mitzvah kuhuna bavat. Amar Rabbi Menahan Milsa, Amar Rabbanan ain't halala mitzvah kuhuna. How did Rabbanan know this? The Tanya. Lo yoy megusha b'kayin gadol. Says by a kayin gadol, Amon megusha halala zayna leilo leyikach. The truth is a kayin hedget can't marry a grusha zayna halala. So why did it have to repeat that by kayin gadol? Just add Amana. A kain gadol is a kain hedget plus. So he would have all the surim of a kain hedget. Why is it necessary to repeat three words? So first we're concentrating on the word grusha. Didn't have to say grusha by kain gadol. Take him kavu chaim by kain hedget. Don't even need a kavu chaim before to speak out. He is a kain hedget. Ma, I mean, ask the kain hedget that surim, the kain gadol be boy. Rav nema. Shem chaluk and grusha mizayin of chalol by kain hedget. By kain hedget it says, Kalala Zaina and Grusha separate lavin. So to tell me that each one is a separate lav, Kachaluka b'kayin gadol. So Grusha b'kayin gadol is to tell me that each one is a separate lav b'kayin gadol also, even though it's all in one pasuk. That means Amona is a separate lav. The other three are separate lav because he's a kayin hedget. But Amona is also a separate lav. We learned that out from the extra word Grusha.
Why would it be differently?
Because it's one lav.
I mean, it's one lav. It's a
kohen.
Kohen gadol's an extra kohen.
Again.
So that means he's another.
Maybe if he marries an Amman and a Grusha, it's only one lav.
Are they separate words?
But it's in the same layikach.
But all those words are all. Thought all the words are the same.
Again, by kohen hedget, it's separated.
Why?
The Torah separated
it. Right.
No, it wrote layikach twice. By kohen hedget. It says, Isha Zayinim Halal Layikach, the Isha Grusha Misha Layikach.
Why does that have that?
Because he didn't look up the Pasuk. That's why. He looked up the Pasuk. It was there. I think it says Layikach Luam, by the way, not Layikach.
That's Musa, Rabbi. It's not.
I didn't give Musa. That's my Palayayans. We give Musa. Anyway, so Zakti Gemara. So to tell me it's Chalukah. Pshita Mikrigara. Why I think that by Kain Gadol, Grusha and Zayna and Chalala are separate. Not separate? Why is it worse than a Kain Hedget? Shem Chaluka, Grusha, and Zayna, Chalala, Kain Hedget, Kach Amona, Chaluka, Grusha, Chalala, and Zayna, Kain Gadol. Chalala, Nama, Nema, why did the Torah beat Chalala by Kain Gadol? And Chalala, Mr. Kahuna. Zayna, Nama, Nema, why did the Torah repeat Zayna by Kain Gadol? Nama, Kain Zayna, Nama, Zayna, Ma, Kain Tara, Chulun? I'm Kain Tara, Chulun. To tell me, that just like by the Kain Gadol, it says Layichalil. Doesn't say Layichalil by Kain Hedget. It goes back a kain hedgin as well. Amar Avashi, kain good laba, chaytzai, zayna mashvila, chalalai mashvila. And he would only get malchus as a zayna. Chazar ba, la, asa chalala. Now, right, and then he would get two malchusin. Now, obviously, this man the Amar must hold Isra chalal Isra, even not Isra maisav, because chalala is not an Isra maisav over zayna. Zog to Gemara by Tam Rav Yehuda. Zayin is to learn to Yerushalayim the kind hedges mechal zara. Yeah. Zog to Gemara by Tam Rav Yehuda kind God will bamar alay kishtayim. Achas mishum la yikach for doing the kedushim, achas mishum la yichal. If he lives with an amana, he marries an amana, lives with her, he gets two malchus. But look, he not mishum la yichal zara. Right? There's a third love. Shloi gomer biyasai. Therefore, he couldn't have children, so he's not ayver la yichal zara. It has to be a bia that can procreate. Masim Rava, Amana Grusha like him, Shibshnei Shemus. My lav Shnei Shemus is Sulai, only two. Like Shnei Shemus Hazeh, Shnei Shemus Hazeh. Two lav for Amana, two lav for Grusha. Yachi, aim and say for Grusha, Chalutze, and Chayav Elachas. Why? He should be Chayav two for Grusha. The Gemara Gome, and Chayav El Alachas, it's only Chayav on one on Grusha. Ulai lam Shnei Shemus, two lav for Grusha. The Chalutze Dravonon, Chalutze is only Dravonon, but tiny we learn Grusha, and Grusha, Chalutze, Minayan, Tamilam, and Zahisha. So we see it's a drasha. Rabbanam across the mouth to be Alma. Am Rabbaya, Kidei Shloika. If a guy does Kedushin for Albana, he gets Malkus for Kedushin alone. That's Abaya's opinion. Baalika. Kidei Shloika Mishim Layikach, Baalika Mishim Yichal. Rabbanam Baalika Layboy and Layika. Kedushin by itself is not a lav. When he lives, he's over to Kedushin and Bia. Mishim Taksim Layikach Layichal. No. He did Kedusha Kesef, and he lived with her later. He's now over to Lavin.
What?
Are you arguing with me? What are you getting at?
I'm saying, why would that be?
Because he's over Layikach.
I think he'd get into it.
I thought only if it's the Kicha was done the same Kedusha.
Who said that? Where'd you get that from? Because there the pasuk says clearly the kachtili is like the isha, he has to live with her. I'm Rachmana Baleka. Amayda Rabbi Bekayin Gadol Bamana Shemboyev Ulaikidish. Skip kedushin. Shalika of the pasuk of Leichal Zarabiyam of Rachmana Baruchilo. So Bia by itself gets malchus. Kedushin by itself, according to Rabbi, does not get malchus. Bia and kedushin get two malchus. Bitamsula. Klein Gadol lives with Amana. The Amana is not Bitam. Nobody was Yitzrasa Bavera of the two, yet the Bitam is Psula. So the same thing by Ger. So you see that it's not Yitzrasa Bavera that passes on the Chalolos. There's an Avera here. Chol Yechiach. He's not a Bia Bavera. He's Malad married a woman he marries and still becomes a Chol, the daughter. They're not the regular. One is Yitzurasa, one is Biyasai. Ger is nothing wrong. He can't even marry two. So it's a tzara shava. You learn it out from Mitzri. You're going to ask me, Mitzri can't even marry a basi shrol, the ger can. Chol can marry a basi shrol, it still passes on. Chol is Yitzurasa Bavera. The Mitzri is not Yitzurasa Bavera, his daughter. Still she's puzzled. So we learn now that anybody that's not the regular, your daughter can't marry Kuna. The woman becomes Pasul. A woman that marries a ger, according to Yehuda, can never marry a kain afterwards. Mehedine learns it out with the same Tzara Shava. Blessed be Yaakov Aimer, ger. Tanya Shimon ben Yehoyim, a Giyaris Pusim Ba Shalosh Shanim Yemechu Ksher LeKuna. A Giyaris that's younger than 3 in a day is kosher from Kuna herself, even though she herself was born a guy. Shemar, Kol Tav Hanashim Benashim Hakiu Lechem, which he learns means marriage, like Pinchas Hayimah. Pinchas could marry her. Rabbanon, Hakiu Lechem, Avadim Lishvachas. The Kula Mikoyach Adarshu, they all look at the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Amara Yigrashu Leikach Likulam Ladashim Ki Mesulas Mizera Beis Yisrael. What is Mesulas Mizera Beis Yisrael? Yudas Abba this calls Zera Yisrael. Both parents have to be born Jewish. Let's say Yaakov Sabba Mizera for the Mikta Zera. Even if the mother is Jewish, which is not the main thing. By the way, by Rabbi Yehuda, we go by father. The father has to be Jewish. By Rabbi Lezim Yaakov, even the mother can be Jewish. Rabbi Yaisi Savar, Mishan Nisru be Yisrael. It has to be conceived when both are Jewish already. There's a Michoi Savar, meaning they have to be conceived from born Jews. I'm sorry. Not born Jews. They both don't have to be born Jews as long as they're Jewish when their conception happens. It could be a Ger and a Geiris and beat this Sharon Lacuna, it should be Yaisi's opinion. And if Shemmi Choy is a mission in Zub and Salab, Yisrael, who turns 3 as a Yid, is Karsha Lacuna. I'm a little Nachma La Rabba. I cry on Rachel Mekayin Gleffel, the Savior Mekayin Hegya. It starts off saying, Amane Grushal Yikachu, that's Tim Besulois, that's my Kayin Gleffel. But Mizera Beit Yisrael is going by a Kayin because it continues, Amon HaShatiyah Amon HaMikayin Yikachu, which we understand now to mean an Amon from somebody who's allowed to marry a Kayin, which is every Kayin. Amalayin, yes, the Pasuk splits. Kasim Krohaki, does the Pasuk write this way? Amalayin, the Chsim Aner, the Kim Yisrael, Yichmah. The Shmuel Shaykh of Eichel Hashem. Aye, the only ones that can sit in the Azara Malkim is Dabin. I'll never look him to him, Yigba Behechel Hashem. Shmuel Shaykhabim Kaiman, Shmuel was laying in the Machna Levia. Vamon Ashati Amon of Mikai Yikahu, Mikai Nem Yisrael, and Mikai can't marry an Amon of Yisrael. Haki Kama, Mikai Yikahu, Mishar Kahanim Yikahu. From someone that a Kayan can marry, that's whose amana a kayin can marry. But if a kayin married somebody he's not allowed to, his amana is a chalala. Tanya Rabbi Yochi, Mikayin Yikachu, Mishar Kahanim Yikachu. Yehuda, I take it back. Mishar Kahanim Yikachu does not mean what I translated. Mishar Kahanim Yikachu means all other kahanim besides the kayin gadol can marry her. Yehuda says, other pshat, Menamasiyin Lekuna Yikachu. Only for people that marry Kuna. Rekudul Tameh, Rebbe Baskir, Zohar, Kibbal, Chal, Zohar, Kol Shah Tanai, Sabita, Tanai, Saman, Asai, Kol Shah Tanai, Sabita, Tanai, Saman, Asai. Can't marry his daughter, you can't marry his Amana. So a Ger who can't marry a Kehenes, you can't marry his wife either after she becomes widowed. Rebbe Yaisi, I'm Ger Shanas, and Gehiris. Amar Abnuna Mishmei, the Ula, Halachan Kerbe Yaisi. That a ger shenas of yairis b'tayt shera lakuna. Yaim shachar beit hamikdash nagu kaharim silsu ba'atzmam. Kereb lazim b'yakim they were machmer that one parent should be a born Jew, which is the way we paskin halacha shemunarach that if a kayin can marry a daughter as long as one parent was a born Jew. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Lihuna Balim Lechvayin Lekar Blesem Yaakov Nasa, if you're already married, Ein Metziyin Amen Lekar Rav Yaisi, but the Yevon we Paskal Lekar Yaisi, which is the Halacha anyway. Everybody should have a wonderful day.